Hi, this is a dictation for Edison Weaver, EDDISONWEAVER Jr. Date of birth is 10/10/89. Date of accident 2/27/2025. Date of service 7/2/2025. He was last seen on 6/2/2025. The patient has been involved in a work related accident. Apparently, he was carrying some loads of lumber, 18 feet long, over 100 pounds, in a deep wet mud, and he strained his back at the time. Possibly he twisted his back. The pain initially was reported to be 10 in the lower back, along with both the knees were also reported to be injured. Today he reports that his pain is mainly in the lower back, which is 5, and upper back also has some pain, which is 1 or 2. No pain in the knee is reported anymore, and he reports 40% improvement. He's undergoing physical therapy, laser treatment, even psychotherapy for his injuries, for depression. Pain level is described from 2 to 7, and the ADLs are affected 5. 40% relief is reported. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse compliance plan. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 137 over 95. Pulse is 88. Pulse ox is 100%. The physical examination will focus only on the lower back. And as described in 6/2/2025/0604-006. General review is the same. Knee examination is completely normal. Neck examination is completely normal. Upper back examination is completely normal. Diagnosis will remain the same. The patient's plan of care is as follows. The patient has had an MRI done for his lumbar spine, which showed a disc bulging at L4-5, L5-S1. Abutting both L4, L5 and L5-S1 nerve roots. The MRI does show significant reduction in the epidural space, and patient may benefit from 3 to 4 injections of epidural injections. However, the patient has not been forthcoming. He has not given his consent yet, so we are on hold. If he chooses to get the injections, we'll be more than happy to provide him all the options, like spinal cord stimulation, surgical options, have been discussed with the patient, and we'll see him in 30 days otherwise for his regular. He has been advised to continue his physical therapy 2 times a week for the lower back. Medications were also provided to him. Mobic, 7.5 milligram, twice a day for intense inflammatory, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Elevil, 50 milligram daily at night for GAD disorder and sleep. Lyrica was provided for anxiety, panic, and depression. The patient's mass were reviewed, labs have been obtained, and past labs were reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance. Thank you. Appreciate it.